Baby, I'm home. What are you doing sitting in the kitchen? That dress, holy shit, you look amazing. You planning on going out somewhere tonight? Babe? Yeah, I couldn't get away from the boss. Especially since it's my first week at this new job. I just didn't want to piss him off. And he just kept going on and on and... You know, I don't really have a choice but to listen to him rant. I did have a choice? I mean, I guess, yeah, but... Babe, is something wrong? Are you angry? Did I do something? You're not angry? Come on. We've been married for years now. I know that when you say you're not angry, it means you're really angry. Shit, okay, you're really angry. I don't know what I did. I'm sorry for coming home late, I guess. Were you waiting for me? I don't understand why you... Hey, whoa, why are you crying? No, hey, don't cry. Baby, I'm sorry, okay? But please, just tell me what's going on, and I don't know. Just, you gotta tell me, okay? But, take your time. I obviously fucked up. I don't know the reason, but I love you. Come here. Can I at least hug you? Don't cry. I can't bear to see you crying, baby. Shh, baby. I'm here. So, what's going on? What did I do? If I know what's wrong, I can do something about it. It's too late? What? Okay. The date today? It's October 23rd, right? What? October 23rd, it's... Oh, fuck. I'm such a fucking idiot. Babe, I'm so sorry. I don't know how it even slipped my mind. It's just with this new job and... No, I'm not gonna make excuses. I don't know how I forgot about our wedding anniversary. Fuck! No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. I mean, I love you so much. Fuck this job. I don't know if I'd even have the energy to go to work every day if I didn't know that you were there for me, waiting for me. Fuck, you were waiting for me. Oh, how could I be so stupid? That's why you were looking at the wedding photos a couple days ago. Jesus, you have an idiot for a husband. Hey, Hey, I'm going to make it up to you. It's already 7 o'clock. No, I'm going to get us a table at Dunkin's. Oh, it's definitely full, but don't worry. My new boss knows the owner there. I'm sure if I ask for a favor, he can get us in. I'm getting us in. For you. So could you maybe forgive your dumbass husband? Get the reservation first. I'm going to get the reservation. It's going to be the most beautiful table you've ever seen. Mahogany. Okay, I'll make the call and then we'll head over. You look beautiful. I love you. That will be everything. Thank you so much. So, what do you think of the table? Can't believe we've only been here once before. I gotta take you a lot more often. Are you still upset? You obviously have every right to be. I just hope you know how much I love you. And how much I'm gonna make it up to you. Wine? What? I know wine. Describe it. Well, you know, it's got a couple of legs on it. Not too many, just the right amount. You know, some wines just have way too many legs and it's just a mess. I mean, at some point there's just too many cooks. And you got them bumping into each other. I mean, it's pandemonium, really. Pandemonium, exactly. And, you know, I'm getting some notes of sandalwood and raspberry. It's a delicious combination, really. You've never wanted to drink sandalwood? Thank you for letting me take you here. I know it's not the night you might have expected. I'm sorry about that. But, maybe when we get back home, I can make it up to you. Since you're pretty upset, as your husband, it would be my job, you know, to make you feel better. Keep going until you're satisfied. I wouldn't want my beautiful wife to ever feel like her husband didn't do enough for her. Cheers to that. Dress. Do you know that? Do you know how fucking beautiful you are? Wrap your arms around me. Just like that. Hold on. That's it. Hold on tight, baby, and fucking kiss the life out of me. Kiss me. I'm not moving one inch. Not until you're fully fucking satisfied.